So, all right. Energy, Ed Edwards, and Laura, thank you for being on Radiant Creators. I'm just going to look camera a little bit too. So Ed's been on the show a few times in the past, and really I just had an intuition that it was time to catch up with Ed and see how he's doing, because he's definitely kept going forward with the work. Ed is an amazing, I call him an energy healer, but I think there's, even that's not exactly really defining it. But when I had a something wrong with me a good number of years ago, I'm not sure how I heard about Ed, but I did some sessions with him, and I can say he's a great person to bring to. I was not a skeptic, but wow, if you have skeptics in your life, you know, Ed can push you around the room from a distance, and a person might think that's just, it can't happen. Maybe they don't believe it, but they'll believe it when they feel it. You know, so it really, really happens. And so Ed's an amazing character. So just to get started, what are the new happenings now there at the Energy Ed compound there? Because you guys are doing lots of standard videos, standard stuff during the week. So what are you guys doing? Let's catch up and let people know what's going on.
Well, in the old days, you know, I always just did about one Zoom a week or so. And because the last time we were on, I had that other partner here that was in New York, and that didn't, she kept changing my format, started talking more and more, and then the numbers went down. And so we split up, and I started doing it by myself again, started coming back, bringing the numbers up and everything, because people like, with what I do, I'm a one of a kind. I'm not like all these other healers or people that do this stuff out there on the internet. There is no one out there to compare me to. You know, I'm different. I've got now 30 years of research to prove that I'm different. All these other people making claims of being stuff, well, they're just self-claims without any research to back them up. You can go to my website, ededwards.com, and you can just find all kinds of research that I've been involved with that proves the existence of this energy and all and different abilities that I've got that are all unique to me and stuff. So I owe Laura $5 every time I say stuff. So it's stuff, stuff, stuff. There's 20. Okay. So I do all these different things, but I've got the science to back up what I'm doing. I do not make claims that I'm a healer, because I'm not the healer. You are the healer. I'm generating up this high electrical voltage here, and I send it and transmit it to you, which is the healing mechanisms that are built in you. So that way, whether I'm working with people that have cancer, people that have broke bones, they have neuropathy, they have anything physical across the board, I still do the same exact thing for all of it. There is no variation in what I do in my energy other than I lock on to it. The scientists, we've termed it, you know, because I'm a scientist, they term it biointrinsic resonant energy. Okay, my grandmother that cultivated this energy in me, and I've been doing this since I was 3-4 years old, able to turn this energy on, but she didn't call it biointrinsic resonant energy. She called it the Holy Spirit. She said, we have the ability, and it's in, like, through my family history, we have the ability to call on the Holy Spirit and then send it out, transmit it out to people. Of course, again, me being a scientist, I want to be able to measure the Holy Spirit. So I went to Dr. William C. Levengood, 1994, to his physics lab up outside of the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. And I demonstrated this energy that was very recordable and was able to be detected at a high levels on his charge density pulse recorder. Like I said, if you go to my website, I've revamped it completely. I've got all the various different research projects I've been on for the last 30 years, and they're on my website, and they're in video forms. I've got written and video on there. And so that, you know, helps to validate what I'm doing. So when I transmit this energy out, it comes to everybody that is hearing my voice. whether it's in real time like it is right here, or in a recorded version like it'll be right here for those that listen to this in the future. We'll do some demonstrations in a little while that will go into the recording that will affect everybody every time they watch this show in the future. So I just going after more and more. Yeah, cut. Okay, cut.
Ed, fix that.
Yeah, I got choked up there. Okay, I got it. So all these projects there, Dr. Levengood's project, it paved the way to the Rhine Research Center. So I started with the Rhine Research Center's Biophoton Bioenergy Emissions Lab in 2008 with Dr. Steve Bowman. And when I got a hold of him on the phone when I was just getting the first introduction, I lit him up over the telephone. That made him get hot and tingling and everything. He invited me over to Duke, over to the Rhine Research Center's lab to be tested. And that's when I went in there and produced many, many thousand biophotons. Every time they told me to turn it on, I could go from 5 to 10 photons per half second to at times over 1 million photons under command, and then flatline it again. And you'll see that on my website also. And then those studies from at the Rhine included random number generators, which seemed like almost every time I was at the Rhine, I didn't know about the random number generators. They like to have these instruments all around me without me any awareness to see what effects I have on them without knowing it. And every time I was in the biophoton lab doing biophotons, when I cranked those up inside the light chamber, the random number generator was getting knocked over 2 standard deviations above the controls. And so that was highly significant to the scientists. They finally, after a few years, said, yeah, we've been having these random number generators running while you're in the biophoton lab. And when you do your biophotons, the random number generators go off out of standard deviation. And so that increased the studies. And so now they're setting up 2 labs at the Rhine where they want me in one of the chambers, and then the client or subject, or we'll put Laura or so in the other chamber, and we'll see the energy going between them under controlled situations. Okay, now all those studies proceeded on, and they wanted to understand what my brain is doing to cause these biophotons, since I was able to turn them on and turn them off under command, and it really only take a few seconds when they told me to turn it on to start producing them. So those studies paved the way to get me introduced to Dr. Ross Dunsey and Dr. Edward Kelly at the University of Virginia Neuroimaging Lab, the Advanced EEG Brain Mapping Studies. And again, you'll find those on my website there. So once they put me in that lab for the very first time, they wired up 128 wires into my head. And then I had to kick back in a recliner, and they had cameras on me that anytime if I moved my arms, blinked my eyes or anything, because I just lay there with my eyes closed, anytime I made any moves, they had to subtract that data from the data run. They couldn't use that run. I had to lay there perfectly, totally still, other than just breathing real slow. Okay, so then they had a computer every 48 seconds that would tell me to focus or to rest. And we would run 300 of those per run of rest and focus. And during those runs, the computer would switch it up every now and then and have me with 2 rest periods or 2 focus periods so that we weren't build up any algorithms going on. So that would show in the data very clearly. So each run, every 48 seconds, they would take the data of the previous 48 seconds and subtract it from the data of the focused 48 seconds. And that was separated showed what my brain was doing when I was told to activate it versus having it in rest mode. And that just absolutely blew them out. They've been doing these advanced EEG brain mapping studies at the University of Virginia since the 1970s. They had run all kinds of people, Dalai Lama, healers, different ones through there, through those studies. And all those other people all remained in one level of consciousness throughout all the studies. Even the studies that were just on brain studies, everybody's in one level of consciousness. So what blew them away after our pilot study is that when that computer told me to turn it on, my brain simultaneously went from one level of consciousness to all levels of consciousness. So my brain during the 48 seconds of the on period was operating from delta, from alpha down to theta frequencies. So part of my head was in alpha, another part in delta, another part in beta, another part in theta simultaneously. And so that produces this energy that I'm able to call on. So evidently, as my grandmother said, we were connecting in the Holy Spirit. When we connect in with the Holy Spirit, my brains are going into multiple levels of consciousness to be able to acquire that signal. That's what allows us to lock in with the Spirit or with this energy or with fire and bring it forth and present it to people. Okay, so those studies have been going on since 2015. And then in 2017, Ross decided he wanted to study the electrical fields around my body, but he didn't want to do it there on the University of Virginia campus because we had so much electromagnetic radiation. Now I was there at the UVA, those studies, they put me inside a $400,000 Faraday cage. You can see pictures of the cage and everything. It's just two layers of aluminum with wire mesh in between it that's 4 inches thick, and then a door. So you could go, when you go in the chamber, even the cell phone will work in there, but when they close the door, everything goes dead. Can't pick up any electromagnetic radiation of any kind in there. No electricity in there. Battery power, DC power to run instruments is all they would have in there. Okay, so that would shut it down. That shut off everything so that when my brain produced this energy, that's all they were reading in there without this influences other type of 60 hertz power, AC power, and those signals. That was all canceled out. Okay, we've been doing those studies now and going on. So like you said, he wanted to then study the electric fields. So he took me from the UVA, and we would then split it up and we went to the Monroe Institute. I'm sure people know a lot about the Monroe Institute. And you'll see those studies there also, where I went in with Ross and I helped him build the copper wall array lab at the Monroe Institute. It is a chamber with four copper walls around it, and I stood on glass. I had to hang on to a electrical ground rod until they were ready for me to start taking data. That was to draw off any electrical potentials out of my body. They wanted to make sure that I was starting from straight DC, flatline DC. And when they let go of it, they'd tell me to hold it at flatline for about 5 minutes so they could get a baseline on all the electrical energy. And when I'd let go of it, my voltages would drop, would come up to around 1 or 2 volts. Everybody else in those studies and all humans they've checked through those studies, your body normally runs at about 20 millivolts DC power. Okay, so that's just a fraction of a volt and stuff. That's healthy people. Unhealthy people were always negative DC. So when I get there and I have to flatline it, mine at flatline would rise to about a volt or two, which was not normal at all. But when they would tell me to turn it on and I start cranking up my higher brain functions where I was locking in with this Holy Spirit or turning on my fire energy or such, I would start increasing the voltages and drive them up a ladder. Like it would step up and step up and step up until I could achieve, at one time I was able to achieve 300 something volts, but my average was bring it up to 70 volts DC in my body. Totally unheard of. Again, that's what separates me from all the rest. Yes, Laura?
And I always like to add in for people that are figuring that out, that's 3,500 times a normal average human being. So 70 volts is 3,500 times.
Yes. So when I turn this energy on or I lock onto the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to describe, whatever way you want to call it, it doesn't matter. It's happening. It's measurable and it's going on. So I would bring that voltage up and my brain would be doing all the multifunctions at the same time. And it just radiate in that lab. So we did many multiple studies of detecting the electric fields around my body in that state. Okay, from those studies, then we started taking staff from the Monroe Institute or participants, and they would get them in the lab, and I would be going to another building or down at the base at the bottom, or in some of the other studies which we're setting up now to do non-local, where they'd pipe me in through Zoom, and I could just see the person and aim energy at them. So those studies, they'd get the baseline, it would show the 20 millivolts in the person and stuff, and they would get it, run it for 30 minutes or so, and then they would call me without the person knowing it and have me come there into the lab, into the chamber area, but not be seen. And they told me to be with a baseline for about 5 minutes while they were continually monitoring the person at about 20 millivolts. And then they would silently tell me to focus on them and start projecting my energy toward the person in the copper wall array. The moment I did, they started seeing the voltages in their bodies increase. I took them from 20 millivolts up to an average of 3.84 volts in their bodies mentally. And I can do that from any distance. There, when I was in person, I was about 20 feet away. But when I do them over Zoom and stuff, I'm hundreds of miles away, and they can measure the effects in these people. So then we started taking unhealthy people that were starting out with a negative DC voltage. They would have them in there, get the baseline, get everything running, and they'd plot out, write out all the problems that the person was experiencing. And they had nurse there monitoring the people where they knew what the conditions of the people were. And they would go through and get me involved, and then we would do the baseline. And when they told me to start working on them, I would take them from a negative DC voltage up to that 3.84 volts. They saw that almost everybody that I brought this energy into would come up to about 3.75 to nearly 4 volts in their bodies while I was focused on them. When I'd stop focusing on them, you would see a dissipative curve in the drop-off of the energy in the person. And they would go from that about 3 volts, and they'd slide down over the course of about 5 minutes back down under 1 volt. But their voltage always remained above that original 20 millivolts. And their conditions and problems greatly improved in that amount of time to where it was highly, highly significant. So that's what's now driving the new electrical energy healing program studies that we're doing there. Ross is right now, these days here, is putting in new instrumentation to study the people that we'll be focusing on. And so all those studies just kept improving and improving. Now, I've always known and figured there was like a feminine side to this energy. And that's where we learned that when I had people like Laura, I originally had Leahy, but she was a little all off the board there. But now with Laura, it's a combination of the masculine, feminine, and we're working on integrating that energy to smooth it out and bring a much more better pattern to it. So we're seeing a greater effect in the results in the processes of the healing systems kicking in those that we're focusing on. So these new studies are us, me by myself some, and then me and Laura working in unison, focusing on these people in there, and they will be studying the variation and the changes of the electrical flow in their body and the changes in their medical conditions. And we've got many medical conditions that have been documented. You know, these are people that have been studied. These are people that they've seen significant change in their health conditions before and after a session with us. And that's what we're growing into with that. And so I kept doing these studies and all in there. And then I kept wanting to be in New York City. And that's how I finally run up on Laura, was hanging out in New York City at my producer. I have a producer in Soho that is doing a documentary slowly on us. The COVID kind of shut it down, but we're trying to get it back started. That she's calling What Is Really the Truth. And her name is Maxi Cohen Studios in New York City, that's doing the filming. And so we do those, and we start increasing and bringing in all these different effects that is being documented. And so that's what the movie will be about, showing how this is, what I'm doing, is so far different from all the other known modalities out there. And Laura, do you got anything to add there?
Well, Craig, I'll let you. That was a lot.
Yeah,
I've got a lot more.
That's you're showing your direction, Craig.
well, that was great. That actually makes the interview very easy. I'm just like, take it away, Ed. and that's great, because if one does go to ededwards.com and take a look at it, everything that Ed's talking about is there. I mean, so on the first page, you can spend a while, reading your way down and then watching the videos, and it's all there. So, one can definitely check it out. One of the things I wonder about is, so if all the brainwaves are happening at once, I mean, usually most people are overall, I guess, in one state or the other. They're like in gamma, beta, alpha, theta, delta. And I wonder about, there's something to all the brainwaves happening at once. I'd have to actually get out, open up some music processing software and actually look at that. I wonder what happens, like how the harmonic resonances actually line up. Like if you've got 4 hertz, then 8 hertz is a resonance, then 16th is a resonance, and so if you actually take all of the brainwave states and have them going at once, where are the overlays and where are the harmonic resonances? I just, because that seems like that would be a ability that humans would have to turn that on, especially if it creates, greater voltage in the body. It's just that we're in general running on one depending on our state. So it seems that it seems like to learn to do the work that you're doing would ultimately be to learn how to turn on all of your usual conscious states at once.
Correct. That's what I'm doing there. And they say that because my grandmother cultivated this in me as a young child, it developed as I matured into adulthood. They say that's the part that has it where other people are not doing this. What I'm doing has to start in children. It has to start while their brains are still doing these things before the religion gets a hold of them and beats it out of them, making claims that this is the devil. I got so many whoopings. I got locked in closets at church. They kept telling me I was playing with the devil. And I watched them strip these abilities, same abilities I've got, out of the other friends and kids. So by the time we hit the first and second grade, all my friends that were doing these things, playing with the energy and stuff in preschool and up to that point, they quit doing it because their parents beat it out of them because they thought that we were all playing with the devil. But I had a grandmother that reinforced it in me, and she kept telling me, do not believe what they're telling you there in church. Do not believe what they're telling you in school. You are really doing something. So she reinforced it. And that's what made my brain wire up to being able to do these things. The Roman Catholic Church learned about the pagans having these abilities, back before 1469. The only way to stop a human after they mature into adulthood with these abilities was to kill them. They couldn't break it out of an adult that had these abilities. Once these abilities design into your body, they cannot be taken away from you. So in 1469, the Roman Catholic Church found out that if they broke it in the children, stopped them from playing with these energies, that forced them to be stuck. They didn't know about consciousness then, but that forced them to be stuck in that one level of consciousness that all the rest of the people are in right now. Because these abilities were conditioned out of you through religion and education all around the board. I mean, we're finding few people in China, in the old Qigong masters and the way of doing things in those states that have extra abilities, but they haven't found anybody yet. I'm not saying they're not out there, but they haven't found anybody that crank it up to the levels I bring it up to. That's what makes me separate. So when people research me out and everything, well, are you doing it like this guy? Or are you doing it like that guy? Or are you that guy? I said, no, I'm unique. there is no one else on this planet you can compare me to. So I've got my own developed way, and that's how I can embed this energy in this video and in things here so that people could get it in the future. I've also learned that I can write a page about anything, any subject, and I can either turn the energy on while I'm writing the page. And then if you read the page, I have people stand up and read the text that I write. No, it doesn't matter what words I use, as long as it's either if I have the energy on or I have the energy off. And if you read those words while you're standing up, it'll make you get hot and tingly in your body. It'll cause you to sway all over the place. And I just love writing up short articles and posting them on my Facebook there to freak out all the people all over the planet that read them. And it works.
So, well, I'll have to send you my my affirmations list. That'd be really fun. You know, yeah. it'd make my little morning affirmation setting sessions a lot more fun, you know. Well, definitely with, you know, scaring it out of children. I mean, of course, the church does that. And also, I mean, when you look at like public school or really, you know, most schools, I mean, I know some are different, like Waldorf schools are a bit, you know, different, of course. But, you know, a real life changing moment for me was reading Dumbing Us Down. I think it was Free Taylor. Yeah, it was a great book, just Dumbing Us Down. And the guy, it's, I think his name is really unique. It's like Taylor Gatto or something is his name. And he really writes about the way the education system, you know, where its roots are and what it was, you know, why it was created and why it's compulsory. Yeah, it's to make good government employees, soldiers, and like government. Sure. That's about it. You know, it's to stop the natural human. It really is meant to stop. Well, I mean, I guess just to be honest, I mean, like church and education is meant to stop human evolution.
It is, basically. That's what's happened to our society, is those in control want to remain in control, because if people like develop like I have, they can't control us. I mean, I've learned here from being a mischievous kid growing up, I can use this energy, like Grandma said, to help and cause people to heal themselves, to get better, so much better and super fast. But there's also, I learned from the playfulness of being mischievous, there are defense systems in this energy. That's some of the things they didn't want humans to learn about. If I feel threatened, I can generate up such a force that someone coming at me, they'll literally nearly catch on fire. It's called spontaneous human combustion. That if I feel really scared, if I'm scared that somebody's going to attack me or attack or something, I can turn on an electrical force field that will stop them in their tracks. Right there. Wow. So that's what those in control don't want you having these abilities. You know, they can't control somebody that can look at you and light your ass up. Excuse my French.
Yeah. Well, that's actually the ultimate, you know, nonviolent defense, you know.
Yeah. I was at my studies there with Dr. Levengood, got me introduced to John Erwood, who was Enrique Fermi's lab technician at the University of Chicago and Fermi Lab. So I went over and stayed with them from 1996 to 2000 and played with all kinds of crazy stuff there. But while I was there one night, I was walking back from the lab over on UFC campus, one of the hidden labs that John had control of, and I turned the corner and here was this little gang, five boys there, a couple of them with pistols in their hands, and it scared me. I was scared. I don't know how, but the energy cranked on. Next thing I knew, all five of them hit the ground and they were flopping like fish out of water. They couldn't do anything right there. And something about me being so scared and locking in like that, it gave me the time I needed to get away from them. It was crazy.
Yeah.
So I've had other situations like that.
That's definitely, you know, natural Jedi powers, you know, just use the force.
That's what I get called. The children that know me call me that guy, Darth Vader.
Darth Vader? No, yeah. Not Darth Vader. Maybe like
Obi-Wan or whichever.
Obi-Wan, yeah.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan like little, or something.
I'm the fuzzy guy there. It teaches it.
Oh, gosh. Little Yoda. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing. Do you feel that over time, or I should say, have you over time, has it affected your vision, as in like the way you see people? Like, I mean, can you, do you just, so if you're looking at people, do you energetically feel their state energetically, can you also see it visually?
Well, I treat those that come to me seeking my help and everything, and this is for everybody basically across the board. If you're not running your brain like I am, you're at a deficiency. Okay, so you're not able to activate these self-healing abilities in your body. You can only just keep maintain life like that. So I just treat everybody like you're absolutely royally messed up from head to toe, and I just blow the soot out of you and supercharge your mitochondria, and then everybody's problems get affected, no matter what the problem is. Again, I'm not focusing on the problems. Mm-hmm. My focus is to bring in this electrical flow energy, put it into your body, and your healing mechanisms in your bodies understand how to take that energy and start processing it. Like Laura likes to call them, what is your term, Laura? The
Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm. The Pac-Man. She calls them the Pac-Man. I look at them like nano robots in your body that are just kind of floating around back and forth in there to increase the electrical flows. So when you supply these little Pac-Man with this energy, they go to work fixing everything that's right in their locale in your body. They start running at warp speed, and people, you know, it even messes my lights. I got the energy on right now. You might see stuff in the background. But it affects the energies in our bodies and makes their healing mechanisms run like mine do, recordly fast.
Mm.
And oh, shoot, I blew my lights out.
Wow. Well, we can still see you.
Okay.
Well, I ask, what are you, so you're definitely always working with people, and what are you seeing these days? I mean, definitely ever since, you know, maybe January 2019, things have been a little bit different in the world. We've gone through a lot. Mm-hmm. And what are you seeing in people? I mean, what seems to be people's problems these days? How's their energy?
Huge effects in helping people improve conditions in their neurological issues like neuropathy, nerves, just general health all over. I mean, once we lock them into this energy, then they go feeling good. They call me a healer because they get to feeling so good in just minutes or so, warm up, tingling. But I keep reiterating, what's that word? Getting them to reaffirm that it's not me, the healer. You're healing yourself with the abilities that should be running in you. I'm just a prop for those. I'm a conduit to activate your own built-in systems. And so when I'm locked in with people, like in the Zooms and everything, and that's where it's so critical. We learned through our research that when I lock in and I stay quiet, if I'm not talking, moving all around, I can keep a much higher level energy focused into a person or groups of people. And that flow of energy causes those people to rapidly heal. But once I start talking and moving around and stuff, the amount of energy I'm able to produce drops way off while I'm talking and stuff. So people like for me to keep quiet and keep the energy flow going, because that's what's doing the healing for them.
Hmm.
Craig, I think the other thing is, I think the answer is a lot of chronological conditions, like Lyme, a lot of long COVID, vaccine injury, things like that. We're seeing a lot of that coming in.
Mm.
Yeah, it's everything, almost everything across the board that we're getting and seeing improvements on. If what's like Ebola, she's got lymphedema. Lymphedema, and that's like where the systems are not draining, her legs, ankles, and all swell way up. Mm. But just after one of our Zoom show events, all her swelling and things back off, they drain down, release. And just all kind of great things. We get all kind of positive feedback. You can look at the testimonials there on my website there, down in there. There's a lot of people with various conditions that, you know, greatly improved just after one session or so, or one Zoom with us.
Oh, yeah.
I would say edema is the quickest, for sure.
Edema, yes. Okay. And on the website, definitely there's, you know, no lack of testimonials, you know. And so I guess, you know, one thing a person could do, some people, they might be, you know, shy about their condition, their problems. So in a way, they could, you know, book a session with Ed, and they wouldn't necessarily have to even say what was wrong, because it's kind of like, it's sort of like anonymous healing, because some people, they might not want to say.
Yeah, they don't have to say with me, because I'm not changing what I'm doing, whether it's this condition or that condition or this and over yon. I'm doing the same exact thing all the way across the board. My focus is to stay focused on them and keep this energy levels and my brain cranked way up there, so that when I'm quiet and I focus on them, huge amounts of electricity is flowing through us to them. Okay, that electricity is what's activating all them Pac-Man that are running around in them and stuff. Mm. So it turns.
I was going to say, one of the things I've noticed with working with Ed is, you know, most people don't start out with Ed. They end up here. Mm. It's almost like a last resort. And what I would love to see that start to turn, people starting to get educated like earlier before these conditions become debilitating, life-changing. You know, there should be like a broader sense of awareness before you get to that stage. That would be a fantastic goal.
Yeah, because most of the people that are like that, they start doing, they've been to all these other healers and people and stuff, and most of them will say, especially after they experience what I do, I said, we spent a lot of money there and really didn't get no improvements in my life, and we came over here and spent less than $20 with you, and kaboom, here we are, we're feeling great, you know.
Yeah.
And then they just keep coming back. I've got listings of many, many people that's been with me 300 or 400 times now.
Wow, that's a lot of times.
Becomes a little addictive. Yeah, you start feeling good. You always want to feel good.
I'm like an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
A zap a day.
Yeah, a Pac-Man a day, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can definitely attest to having had sessions with Ed and having had, you know, group sessions where there was, you know, two of us, I guess. It is a remarkable thing. And, you know, for people who have, I mean, not that I want to convince anybody of anything, but, you know, if a person has a certain skepticism, you know, when you actually have a session with Ed and he, you know, sways you this way and that way, you know, and you feel it, it's, I don't know, you'll have to experience it yourself to really understand what that means, you know, to the individual, you know.
We'll do a demonstration for you here in a few minutes.
And because I know you guys have to start another show at like in less than like 15 minutes. So, well,
start it on another instrument here, and then we can keep on for 15, 20 more.
Yeah.
And so Craig, we're going to start, we're going to make a code for your listeners so they can all experience Ed. It'll give them a complimentary session. The code is going to be Radiant. So when they log in, just enter Radiant at checkout, and that will give them all a complimentary session to try.
Oh, that's sure perfect.
All capital letters.
All caps. Let me make another all caps. Well, as we're, one thing I did want to ask is, so people, I'm sure, would like to, you know, learn what Ed's doing, and you guys are having, you know, weekly Zooms, and I think more than one sometimes. So are you actually four?
And I may add another one here, because I'm trying to go back to my old fashioned way and doing these new fashioned ways with Laura. So I want to try to keep a mixture of various different types of Zooms, so everybody across the board can find the one that best suits their needs.
And what are those Zooms that you guys are doing? Because you guys are getting it out there. So what are the, so these 4 to 5 Zooms, what are they actually consisting of?
Laura, if you'll start kind of explaining it.
Yeah. So we on so Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is we call that one open mic. So the first 20 minutes, it's simply just running energy. And another thing about Ed, you only need 20 minutes with him. Anything after 20 minutes is just more. So all the Zooms are a half hour. At the 20 minute mark, we allow people to put in the chat, you know, wherever they would like little extra directed energy at. That's on Tuesdays. Thursdays, we put the cameras on at 8:20, and we demonstrate how to work on yourself. So that's heal yourself. Saturdays is just with Ed. That's 25 minutes at 9 a.m. That's straight energy, no talking. And then Sundays is a half hour. I'm going to say it's like mostly energy until 20 after, very little talking. And then at the half hour mark, people can ask questions.
Mm. Wow. Well, that's great. So people can get, they can get in on it. And then are you like at this time, you know, teaching what you do, like, well, you know, or I guess is experiencing it, teaching it, you know?
Yes, I'm in negotiations right now to teach it through the Monroe Institute.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to be the new advanced energy medicine once we get the details worked out. So Monroe will continue to teach Reiki and these other forms of energy, but they're now going to be integrating in this level of energy that I'm working on. Like I said, we're negotiating, working out details right now with them and all. But I might want to go ahead and add, there's more future research coming. Once I got up here to New York City and started working around and doing it, I've got hooked up with doctors from Yale and Harvard that are just fabriclasted at what we can do. And so one of them is working with the mental health and spirituality department, and they're in the process. We got to get a web page to help with funding, but they're wanting to appropriate $4 million to build a new energy medicine lab through the mental health and spirituality departments at Yale and Harvard. So wow. I'm up here in the city. Laura and I go to special dinners with them. We get invited to events and even some very famous people that call us delegates. You know, I'm a hillbilly alien delegate in New York
City. Oh, yeah. Okay. Got to put that on your card. Got to go on your card.
We're currently interacting with these doctors. Like I say, they've got to get the funding appropriated to create the lab. But the idea of the lab will be, we'll go in there and work with doctors, with their patients, with cancers and different problems. These doctors are already bringing us people that are clients of theirs that with these advanced cancers, tumors, and things like that. I'll do 15-20 minute session with them, and they're all getting better. Their tumors are shrinking, all their conditions in their bodies is improving. So the idea of this new lab will be for us to work with the doctors and their clients there, and then the doctors will study the rapid recovery rate in their clients, patients. I have to call them clients since I don't have a MD license and everything. They're clients for us, but from the doctor's point of view, they're patients.
Wow. And so, well, I guess we're kind of reaching the end here. I noticed you've got a lot of plants. It's like you're doing it's like you're coming to us from your greenhouse. So is there a reason for all the plants?
I'm a country boy from the woods, and I'm here in New York City, and it's got a lot of asphalt and concrete and stuff and not much trees. So I like to have life around me.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. That's awesome. Yeah. It kind of looks like our place. There's pretty much plants everywhere. We're in a desert. So there's plants here, but they're cactuses and rattlesnakes and stuff like that. So they're not really, you know,
plushy. They like energy too. The plants love it. So shall we do a quick little demo?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to stand up here. Laura can too, if she can name her camera. Everybody in the audience that's listening to this, I know it's in the future, this is recording, but if you'll stand up, we'll be able to demonstrate the energy in a way that it will come through this video. So let me get things adjusted. All right, so okay, so everybody stand up there. Got a crazy sound. There we go. Everybody stand up and be very, very still. Don't be moving around or anything. Just be very still. And I'm going to lock in with the Holy Spirit with this energy. Bring it forth through us. Like I say, Laura's the feminine side, I'm a masculine side. It's like the creator is the combination of both. So we're able to bring it through the ether of space and time, bring it to here and separate and bring it back into form. So here we go. Okay, so about now, and you can come back and rewatch this little portion of it. First thing you'll notice probably is your fingertips will go to tingling. And then they start setting up what we term electrical gravity waves. So as we change the polarities of this energy, it will pull and push on you. I'll get it revved on up here. I want to get it locked in here real good for a few seconds. All right, so now we're going to set up a field of energy and expand it. So we're going to push backwards on everybody out there in the future. So as in the science lab, we know that it's a DC positive field and it radiates and pushes. If y'all watch Craig there and that black mark on behind him there, you can see how it changes his push and pull. Now we're reversing the electrical polarity and pulling forwards on you. And if you watch the color of Craig's face, you'll see it start getting redder and redder because we're increasing the circulation there. So here we'll pull even harder. Okay, we're going to let go of it. We're reversing the electrical polarity and pushing. See, I love it here in New York City. I can get on a subway or train, stand there while everybody's waiting on the train. I'll start pulsating this energy and watch everybody out there start rocking back and forth. So like that. Okay, now we'll pull sideways. So have your feet kind of close together. All right, it's the same energy, but I'm splitting the wave. So it's not going to be as strong as the front back, but it'll be present. So I'll start pulling sideways. So that should be pulling everybody to the right. Oh, yeah, there he goes. Is that going to the right, Craig?
That's to the right.
Okay. So that's pulling everybody in the future to the right, most likely. Now, if you go the other way, don't worry. You just kind of wired backwards. Okay, letting off of it. Now I'm going to pull the other way. Yeah, and this got a pretty good effect on my friend Craig there. As you see, it's pulling him over to his left. Now we let off of it. Okay, and we'll pull forwards one more time. Like I say, this transverses time and space. This will work every time in the future that everybody listens to it or watches this show. And if you're hurting or in pain out there in the future, take notice to what changes in that pain in your body as you watch this. And if you see the improvements and everything, come find us on our Zooms. You can find links to it on my webpage there. And we'll help you anytime you want to come in there. Okay, that's just a quick little demonstration there. Go ahead and sit back down if you would. And we're good on time. We got about 3 or 4 minutes here. Or five.
Yeah. Well, I want to give you guys a chance to get ready for your next occasion. So, yeah, everybody, and like I say, if you do a session with Ed, you definitely will feel all of that. And I think that, you know, over time, you get a little bit more used to it. You know what to expect. Yes. You know,
it accumulates.
Mm-hmm.
Each time people, like I said, we've got people that's been with us 300 and 400 shows. And wow. It just keeps getting stronger and stronger in them.
We have some, nurses now using it to help bring down the swelling when people are coming into their office, when they get something done that hurts or is swelling. they're now using their energy to bring it down.
Yes. It kind of, the teaching process of this just basically rubs off on people. It's not that I know how to teach it to people. And when I teach the children how to do it, I'm not teaching them. I turn the energy on, let them feel it, show them how to identify with it in their own brain and consciousness, and show them how to play with it and give them a practice of pushing and pulling. They have people stand up and mentally cause themselves to be pulled forward or pushed backwards by changing the control of the electric fields within your brains. And that seems to be all it takes to help start people to learning. Once you can, I call it restarting the brain generator. See, that's what these churches and religions did to beat it out of you, condition it out of it. They shut down your brain generator when you were playing with these energies as a young child. If you would have got to play with this energies even on your own without any instructions as you grew up, you would have developed these abilities naturally.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think all little kids, they feel it. They're aware of it. And if we can, you know, feel back to our childhood, you realize that you probably will have memories of being aware of it yourself.
Yes. Everybody does, but they probably remember, oh, that's the devil. Can't play with that. Get locked up in closets if we play with that. We get whoopings if we play with that. You know, they tried to keep beating on me till I was 14. When I was 14, I got locked up by the deacons and the preacher in our church. I mean, they locked me up, padlocked me in a closet for a whole Sunday there. You know, trying to condition this out of me. I finally broke out of there. I walked out of that church and I hadn't been back.
Yeah, definitely can't blame you. Yeah, you gotta be careful who you levitate in front of. It doesn't always. Back then,
I couldn't call it on so much under command, but like I can now. Now I can instantly turn it on and stuff. And if I'm always, I try to stay in a happy-go-lucky mood. Always want to help people and everything. But trust me, you come at me like you're going to do some harm against me, and I'm going to stop you in your tracks, and you ain't going to understand what did it. It's going to be like walking into a brick wall that starts pushing you backwards and making you get real hot and sweat.
Yeah. Well, that would be the natural defense that if we all, you know, cultivate it would, well, you know, it would definitely change society.
If everybody was doing this, we would have peace on this planet.
It's true. So you guys are getting ready to start. This is the Tuesday night, right? So you guys are true warriors. You're going to keep after it. You know, you just did this chat right now, and now you guys are going to go and get your Zoom going. And it was my intent to start doing the Zooms with you guys again and, start, I guess, training by experiencing. So, you know, yeah. Thanks so much for being on, you know, and it really was an intuitive thing. Something just said, have Ed back on. It was time. And so we did something, and it was definitely on schedule, and it was important. And I'm glad that it's now resonating out there. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Ed. Enjoy being here. And like I say, watch for the research happening that's going to be happening with Laura and I combined. I've got just some brief stuff on my website of her first time at the Monroe Institute being measured in the lab there, which
experience.
Yeah, Ross, for everybody else he studies, they're operating in the 20 millivolt level. So he reduced the sensitivity on the equipment to 5 volts. But when we go in there, we blow his equipment off scale. He can't take accurate measurements on it because we exceed 5 volts. 50 times sometimes.
Wow. You 50 times.
Yeah, me, I guess. Wow. But Laura's, she's getting there. She's got a very strong force to her. You know, it's just helping to get her to hone in on it really good.
The alien effect.
The alien effect. Yeah, alien redneck effect. I love that.
That's been on the History Channel.
Yeah,
I'm on the History Channel. I found out I've got 4 different shows. They did 11 different scenes when they filmed the Ancient Aliens show and only used 5 of them in the original version. Mm. And so they took these other scenes and broke them up and made variations of the different shows. You'll see them with Nick Pope and Carolyn Corey. They're in most of them there. but they got different variations. So they're on the History Channel, they're on Gaia TV. They'll see a variation of it on Unsolved Mysteries and a couple other shows, they said. I haven't seen them all, but I know that they've been replayed many, many thousands of times. And yeah, so we got people coming to us. I've, through the Google Analytics, we found out I've had over 18.5 million views.
Oh, okay, that's a good number. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's increasing dramatically, and it's just going up and up and up. So the more these things we can do, the more fun we can have, the more people we can educate, and the more back into the hands of the general population we can bring these abilities.
Yeah, because that now we need it more than ever. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, take care of you too, and I'll talk to you guys again soon. I'll see you in one of the Zooms.
Very good. Thank you, Craig.
Thanks, Craig. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.